This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today announced that sixth generation of Indian origin citizens in Trinidad and Tobago will now be eligible for Overseas Citizen of India, OCI cards, allowing them to live and work in India without restrictions. Addressing an event in Trinidad and Tobago this morning, Mr. Modi encouraged the Indian community to visit their ancestral land and deepen their connection with India.
I'm happy to announce that OCI cards will now be given to the sixth generation of the Indian diaspora in Trinidad and Tobago. You are not just connected by blood or surname. You are connected by belonging. India looks out you. India welcomes you. And India embraces you.
During his speech, Mr. Modi congratulated Trinidad and Tobago for becoming the first nation in the Caribbean area to adopt UPI. He said adopting UPI is not just beneficial to Trinidad and Tobago, but for India as well.
India's Unified Payments Interface, or UPI, has revolutionized digital payments. Nearly 50% of the world's real-time digital transactions take place in India. I congratulate Trinidad and Tobago for being the first country in the region to adopt UPI.
Prime Minister of Trinidad and Tobago, Kamala Persad-Bisesar, has announced that PM Modi will be conferred with the Order of Trinidad and Tobago, the Caribbean nation's highest civilian honour. During his two-day visit, Mr. Modi will also hold talks with President of Trinidad and Tobago, Christine Carla Kangaloo, and Prime Minister Kamala Persad-Bisesar, and will address a joint session of the Parliament this evening. He reached Port of Spain in Trinidad and Tobago last night on the second leg of his five-nation tour. On the next leg of his visit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be visiting Argentina on the invitation of President Javier Milei. This will be the first bilateral visit to Argentina by an Indian Prime Minister in 57 years. The discussions will review the ongoing cooperation and explore ways to enhance the strategic partnership between the two nations. Back home, Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has said that the government will start accepting Hajj applications for 2026 within a week. Talking to reporters after Hajj review meeting in New Delhi today, Mr. Rijiju requested all applicants to fill up the form and apply it within the time frame. He has directed the Hajj Committee of India to deposit the payment to the Saudi Arabian government before the deadline. The Enforcement Directorate, or ED, has arrested Rohit Vij, one of the masterminds in a Chinese app investment fraud case. It has also conducted searches at five premises in Delhi, connected with Vij, his business entities and associates. The agency had initiated investigation on the basis of FIR, registered by the Cybercrime Branch, Hyderabad. In a major crackdown on illegal arms hoarders, a team of Manipur police and other security agencies conducted a massive search operation in the hill districts of Manipur from the midnight of 3rd July till early this morning and recovered 203 illegal arms. The result of Common University Entrance Test 2025 has been declared by National Testing Agency today. The CUET is for admission to undergraduate and postgraduate programs in various central universities and other participating institutions across the country. The spell of monsoon rain continues intermittently in Himachal Pradesh. The Meteorological Department has issued a warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall, thunderstorms and lightning in most parts of the state from 5th of July to 8th of July. In view of this, an orange alert has been issued for the next 4 days. According to the State Emergency Operations Centre, 69 people have died and 37 are still missing during this monsoon season so far. And with that, we end this news bulletin.